It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting bonus edition for August 22nd, 2018. I'm throwing this one out as a quick bonus episode, mostly because I know one of our beloved Dog Days of Podcasters are in the path of a hurricane, Hurricane Lane. I had a little side story. I was going to do just a short one with a completely different topic. Started talking about hurricane, then talked about that little topic, then circled back to hurricane and said, you know what, no. I got to do that. Redo this. I can't do that, especially as a bonus episode. So really, I just want to get out some real quick resources. I know I posted a few in the Dog Days of Podcasting Facebook group, but just various sources in case you want to stay in touch with what's happening. Not, you know, Kyle, I'm sure, has his sources of how he pulls his information. And that is really up to him and what he thinks is best for information. But for us outsiders, you know, we like to stay in touch to know what's happening, especially if he legitimately runs into some sort of issues where infrastructure issues with the islands, power outages, whatever, just so we can stay in touch along the way. So, the obvious one is the National Hurricane Service, NHS, and if you go to their main National Hurricane Service page, they will actually redirect you to, and I don't remember the exact name, it's like the Pacific one, I don't remember, but anyway, if you go to their page, one of the first things to say is for hurricane lane information, please go here. If you click on that, that is where you can start, you know, that's the National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center, their official information that they send out. Most of these other sites that I'm going to talk about pull information directly from there. Within there, then, you have... not within there. Another site that I like to use is Tropical Tidbits. TropicalTidbits.com, I believe you can Google that. He has a page for storms. When you open that up, you're going to, when you hit that tab on his page, you will see the hurricane information. Hurricane Lane is the top one. And if you just leave the page open, it says it will refresh every 15 minutes. I have not, like, monitored that to know for sure. But he brings in various graphs and stuff that come from the National Weather Service, or National Hurricane Service, onto his site. Another one, his webpage, I'm not a huge fan of, but another source of to look is SpaghettiModels.com. SpaghettiModels.com is a huge site, a huge ram hog, because there's literally, like, I don't know, 10,000 images on the site. Maybe on the extreme side, and if you start looking at the site, you probably think, oh, okay, maybe not so extreme. more importantly, on his side is his Facebook account, or more so even like his Facebook page. He has great information out there. I don't think he's an actual, like, meteorologist, but he is, or has been doing this for several years. And from what I've seen, he has given up some pretty decent information. So if, excuse me, I'm going to pause for 1 second, and I'll be right back. So yeah, Spaghetti Models, Tropical Tidbits, two pretty good places. Like I said, Mike's weather page is what they actually call SpaghettiModels.com. I believe I already said this, but his Facebook page is very good, very thorough. And it really is one I try and make sure to pay attention to during hurricane season. And best of all, he's from Florida or in Florida. So he has invested interest in most hurricanes. But then when it's slow on his neck of the woods, he'll apparently look at the others. You know, Twitter accounts. I did see a tweet come out from FEMA. So if you're following the FEMA Twitter group, Twitter page, or even just go out to their Twitter page, they shared a few different links to pay attention to during the hurricane and after. Included some county resources, I believe the National Hurricane Center, and a couple state emergency groups, I guess I'll call them. So there is a couple different things you can do there as well to kind of watch. I have found the FEMA Twitter account be pretty valuable in relaying that in more of the emergency side of things, or the, you know, what their specialty area is, relaying that kind of information out. And they're usually ahead of the curve and pay very close attention. I can't say for the other resources that they listed out there, but I do know most of the government sites that I have seen usually are pretty responsive in getting back to you on that. There is, and I will link to this one in the show notes on this one, or I might, I'm thinking tonight I will do a little better story or better post audio on this, because I already see this getting pretty longer than I was expecting. So I'll add a few more links out to the show notes, and I might just make this the full episode just because of the length of this. So I'll share a few more links out there of various places to kind of pay attention to things. And I'm not going to go specifically to Hurricane Lane, but to really all hurricanes as kind of your standard go-to places to kind of watch this information. Yeah, I think I will wrap it up here. I might go, we'll see what I can come up with tonight, if I come up with anything a little further. Always, I'll just use this as my full Dog Days of Podcasting post, and we'll call her good for today. So, sorry for breaking up the tornado one by an extra day, but being the target and being one of our own, so to speak, is in the approximate path of it. I'm not going to say direct path. Thought I'd put out a little bit of information on that. So, as always, stay weather aware. Be very alert of what's surrounding you, because you never know what's going to come up. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.